Photos from the archives of the late Marjorie Russell, Thomas Editor's Note. The photos in this article are from my grandmother's own personal photo collection. Although they may have seemed at the time to be silly photos, to some the pictures my grandmother took helped to chronicle life just before and in the Depression years, they fit directly into the theme of the story. Blank, underscore, blank, it takes me back to my younger days when I was a kid, Gord Ross, president of the Suikkonen Ship Pioneer Village and Museum, told MJ Independent about being part of the museum's annual threshing bee. Ross was reminiscing when asked about his days on the farm and some of his reasons for being part of the annual threshing bee. "We are just trying to show how a harvest used to be and how it has progressed over the years to what you see now when you drive down the highway and see $750,000 combines and 45-foot headers," he said, adding, "and how our pioneers used to harvest." The two-day event runs Saturday, September 10 and Sunday, September 11 from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Suikkonen Ship Pioneer Village and Museum located about 10 minutes south of Moose Jaw on Highway No. 2. See the end of the article for a full calendar of events. Ross said it was quite the difference between today's world on the large farms with the new modernized equipment compared to yesteryear. "Can you imagine going out with a 3.5-foot header and going out on a quarter section with a 3.5-foot table on the combine? That's just a little more than most lawnmowers now. A header is the part of the combine that cuts and delivers the grain and straw to be threshed through the combine. Harvest in the past was labor-intensive, something the threshing bee hopes to replicate and demonstrate to attendees." Ross said in the past you would use a machine called a binder to cut and create sheaves of grain, and then, once you got the bundles cut, you have got to go out and stook them, put them in piles. Then you have got to go and put them on a rack and then pitch them into the threshing machine. It was labor intensive. The equipment in the volunteer-operated museum's collection goes back to the beginning of farming in what became known as Saskatchewan. "We have equipment that goes back probably to the 1900s. The early 1900s. The reaper we use, it didn't even tie the bundles. All it did was cut the crop and dump them in a semi-circle table, and it dumped them off in approximate sized bundles, and then somebody had to come behind and hand tie it. The stationary baler was the same, take 3 to 4 people to feed the machine and tie the bales with wire, thus the source of the term baler or baling wire. They worked hard," he said when asked about what it was like to farm in the past. The threshing bee is trying to not only demonstrate how farming was done in the past but also at the same time show the effort people who pioneered or just a generation or two later had to work on area farms. It is a common theme at the privately run museum. It is a time capsule into the area past and what life was like on farms and the smaller rural communities. Every small village had a store, and an elevator, a blacksmith shop, a church and the school. It was always grade 1 to grade 8 in a one-room school. And lots of times the teacher boarded at one of the close families that had kids there. It is what we are trying to recreate and save, at the museum. For those coming to the threshing bee, all of the 41 buildings now at the museum site will be open to come out and explore. It is all part of the $10 adult admission. In addition to the existing buildings, the Volman building will be officially opened at 12:45 p.m. on September 11th. Although the demonstration is about the past and many people whose families came from farms may have forgotten their rural roots, Ross said the threshing bee is something that has a great attraction. "If you have never been there, I think you will find it interesting." Asked if he had seen or heard about the harvest with stooks and threshing as a child, Ross chuckled, "I actually lived through it all. I rode the binder as a kid. I hated the job, and here I am doing it again, at the threshing bee." Ross said despite the hard work, he has fond memories of those days as a child. One of his memories was his grandfather and father tossing the sheaves up into the loft of the hoop-shaped barn for the animals during the winter. When his dad got too old to do it, Ross remembered when he got home from school he had to go up in the hayloft and take the sheaves and stack them. Asked if there was a choice back then to work or not to work on the farm, he said, "Oh no, you worked." He invites everyone to come out for the event, even if you yourself or your generation was not on the farm. Learning what was happening and how it ties into the development of Saskatchewan is important to know. September 10 gates open 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for pancake breakfast cost $8. Buildings open and registration for tractor and truck parade at 10 a.m. Tractor parade starts at 11 a.m. Award ceremony for long-term members at 12:45 a.m. Truck and car parade 1 p.m. Field demonstrations between 2 to 2:20 p.m. start threshing B 3 p.m. Antique tractor pull starts at 4 p.m. September 11th gates open 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for pancake breakfast cost $8. Buildings open at 10 a.m. Tractor parade at 10 a.m. Church service 11 a.m. Grand opening of the new Volman building 12:45 a.m. Truck and car parade 1:15 p.m. Field demonstrations between 2 to 2:20 p.m. start threshing B 3 p.m. Antique tractor pull starts at 4 p.m. For those who do not have transportation, you can catch the tourism Moose Jaw trolley, which is running on an hourly schedule starting at 10:30 a.m. with the final return at 4:30 p.m. The trolley is accepting donations for the ride. For those driving, the privately run and financed museum is located about 10 minutes south of Moose Jaw on Highway No. 2. The volunteer-run museum is self-financed and does not receive government funding, so the annual Threshing Bee is its main fundraiser to maintain and keep the unique local museum open. For more information, check out the museum's Facebook page.